Which means I'm asking the mission statement. The mission statement. The meaning of our church name is? Cheat note is on the bulletin there. Bulletin, there is a cheat note. If the screen is not ready, there is a cheat note on the bulletin. Top of the line, right under the name of our church. All right? The meaning of our Redeemers United Methodist, this church means? Great. You know, knowing the name is the first step to build a relationship. You come to our Redeemers United Methodist Church because you wanted to build a relationship with God through this faithful community. But is it this faithful community, in this community, you needed to know the meaning of it. You just got the names of the people around you. Do you know the meaning of those people's names? How many of you do? Uh-oh. That is a little bit different questions I'm asking, right? In order to build a relationship, get to know the names of the people, and again, it is a first step, and then the meaning of that. Literal meaning, and then the meaning that lives it into the names. And in the Bible, in our lives, we have so many names. And then, but it's some people have a name, good names, and then go to some other place and then behave differently. I Googled several names to find out what those meanings of that. Isabel, my God is a vow. Jacob, splinter. Sophia, wisdom. Michael, which is originally from the Micah, means who is like God. And then the Michael means the leader of the heavenly host, top leaders. And Joseph, God will enlarge, not the physical enlargement, but abundance that Joseph is talking about, the meaning of Joseph. Matthew, gift of God. Benjamin, son of my right hand. John, God is gracious. Steve, crown. Emmanuel, God is with us. Right? There are so many names in the Bible. We meet many people, and we call people's name, right? And instead of yo, hey you, hello, you know, we call people's name to build a relationship. We call our church, it's not just a church, but we call our church as our Redeemer's United Methodist Church, which means the make. I'm shaking. Bouncing in all of the places. So the meaning of our church name is? That is the meaning of our church. But we, with that amazing name, we are heading to one direction because of the purpose God given to us. We believe that that is God's purpose for us to accomplish and pursue which is called the vision. How to make disciples of Jesus Christ by becoming, she's on the bulletin. Vision statement I'm asking. That we can make a disciples of Jesus Christ by becoming the. By becoming home, welcoming, nurturing, celebrating, right? All God's people. By doing so, we are making disciples of Jesus Christ. Since I've missed the 3 Sundays in a row, I guess we forgot the name. Do you know my name, by the way? I hope you do. When I was born, or before I was born, when my mom pregnant with me, and a doctor told her that she's going to have another baby boy, not baby girl. Back then, the medical system in Korea that was not that good enough to figure it out, my gender in my mom's tummy. So they said that they told my parents that they're going to have another boy. So I got, while they are preparing my arrival, they got all the boys' toys, all the boys' color, and of course, a boy's name too. And, but when I arrived, surprisingly, I was a girl. They said, whoa. And they, at the last minute, they didn't know what to do with me because when a baby was born, they needed to give him the name. But my grandfather had some vision. Somehow, he prepared the name, girl's name, for me, for my arrival. He felt that regardless of what doctor said, I feel like I'm going to have a granddaughter. So I would like to prepare the name just for in case. And then I got name. Sun Wook is a Korean name, which means he had a vision that if I'm generous and kind enough, I'm going to be shining upon the nation. But condition is I needed to be nice. I needed to be generous. That is a precondition. So whenever I hear my Korean name, I'm intentionally putting myself in the shoes, the dream my grandfather had. And just calling somebody, when someone is calling my name, it is in that name calling reinforced me to live up to the dream my grandfather has. But when I moved to United States, nobody pronounced my Korean name correctly for me to respond. They call my name, but I had a, who is that? So that my when I was in English class, Mrs. Melga, who is my first English teacher, decided to give me a new name so people can respond. And she was a Christian, and she figuratively she adopted me as a daughter in school. So she encouraged me to involve in many school activities, and she even invited to join in her family gatherings. So whenever there was a family gathering in her family, I got invited. I was part of their family. And then one night she had a dream that I'm going to be shining. That I will be the light of the world. Not world, word. Because I love to play with the word. As you guys already figured it out. I love to play with the word. And even though back then I did not have a clear articulation of my thought, in speaking, I could elaborate my thought in writing because I was educated in Korea how to write and read, but speaking is different because of the pronunciation is different. You guys occasionally experience my heavy Korean accent because my tongue got trained by the kimchi culture, not the cheese culture. So I'm still working on it, and you needed to tune in yourself. I tried to tune in my tongue to make sure that cheese culture is going to be communicated in here for the sake of the God's kingdom in here. And then she had a dream, and then she said that, Sonny, you're going to be the light of the word. And then she said, not just words, but the word, W-O-R-D, big word, the word of God. Because she knew that I carry the Bible all the time in my bag. Because I'm learning English through the reading of the Bible. And I love to read the Bible. I love the word of God. It was my friend. So she realized that you're going to be it. So I took that name and then presented it to my mom. Is it appropriate for me to have my name in this new land? She said, go for it. But make sure that you carried Korean name as a mint name. Make sure that you have a dream you needed to accomplish from the family side. So I have both names. In Bible, there are many people change the name, their names too. Here, Abram to Abraham. High father to father of nation. Sarai to the Sarah, which means my princess, to the mother of nation. Think about it. The self-focused name to the whole perspective got changed through the intervention of God. And also Jacob to Israel. Jacob splinter to the Israel, having power with God. And Simon to the Peter. It's amazing, isn't it? Simon means God has heard. And he become a Peter, the rock. And Saul to Paul, when he experienced God, He become a Paul. And a Saul means he's inquire of God and then ask for something. But when God answered, he become a Paul, the little one, in the presence of God, and become a servant of the Lord for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the Gentiles. And you and I, by accepting Jesus Christ, we have a good name, another name, Christian. Christian. What does that mean to you, being Christian? What does that mean to you for having a good name? Good name means good reputation. By sitting around in the house or the watching TV, yes, you can build a relationship with God, but you and I needed to go out in the community to practice what we learn, what we know about God. Good reputation does not come naturally. We needed to work for it. Good name does not come naturally. We needed to work for it. You know that a good name, good reputation comes by doing the good works. Last week, about 57 people from this congregation, young to old, youth to adult, and they went on a mission trip for sake of God's kingdom to transform the world for the what? For the goodness of Jesus Christ, right? And at this moment, I would like to recognize those people on a mission team on behalf of God to build a good reputation of God, good names of God in the community. If you were on ASP, please stand. Let us give them a round of applause for their service. Thank you, thank you. You know, by receiving the big dollar, you do not want to do this work, to be honest. If you were like me, this last week, I used many muscles I never used before. And my body, head to toe, are aching. But I saw the transformation. By being a blessing to those people who are in need of God, in need of the hands of God, need of the feet of God, transformation happened. I saw the transformation right in front of my eyes. It is not just about we are doing good things, but God is doing amazing things for us in our service. The Methodist Christian Social Service slogan is, do good, no harm. Definitely those people who want on a mission trip, as a missionary, a representative of this church, a representative of this God's kingdom, they surely reveal the glory of God in their service when they get down there on knees and rub the floor and paint the roof and pull out the mold from the ceilings, even though their body is aching. And then they are getting amazing joy, by doing good works. They restore the reputation of God through their service. Christian, you and I represented, and created a new reputation for God's names we are representing in here. We can do all things in Christ, right? If you believe that, say amen. Amen. But not everything is not beneficial. Yes, we are the free man and woman of God, but we need to limit it ourselves for the sake of the glory of God, for the sake of the name we are representing. Because of the name is Jesus Christ. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we are representing. We can do all things. We can go out and gambling, drinking, and all the pleasant things. Go to the nightclub and shake our body. Actually, I cannot shake my body. My body is so straight. So anyway, we can do all things out there. If we want to, no one will regulate you. Especially if you are older than 21st. years, 21 years old. You can do a lot of things. Then legally you are permitted to do a lot of things. But we are not doing all the things we are being permitted by law. Because we are abiding to the love of God, the law of love, through the Bible, by becoming Christian, by accepting Jesus Christ. Think about it. Your pastor, Sonny, lived in Las Vegas, doing things to earn, to solve the financial problem of the church. Do you want me to do it? You know, there is a good intention, right? To solve the financial problem of the church. But pastor being in slot, right in front of the slot machine and not the Bible, earning money, tithings. Think about it. It is not beneficial, but I am permitted, right? I'm older than 21. I am permitted totally, but I say it is not beneficial. Like Paul, everything is permissive, but everything is not beneficial. So you and I, as a child of God, and children of God, and followers of Jesus Christ, we need to regulate ourselves. Think twice before we do anything. Because we are not just representing ourselves, but we are representing God and good name. We need to give a good reputation to our beloved Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Whenever I do go through the rough time, I do think about God more seriously, to be honest. If you are not like me, probably you are thinking about God all the time. But whenever I go through the hard time and I struggle and with a lot of things, I do think about God. Where are you, Lord? What should I do in this situation? I'm thinking and thinking and thinking. But that thinking process needed to be in every single step we are taking before we move our first step forward. While we are doing what we are doing, because of the good name we have, not ruin the reputation of God who gave His only begotten Son for us. Here, I would like to let you open up the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. It is near to the end of Bible. I believe that you got the Bible at the entrance if you forgot to bring your Bible in this morning. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. First Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Let us read it together. One more time. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Ready, set, go. Live such a good life among the pagans that those they are. Again, do good. Regardless if you are being well received or not, regardless you are being welcomed or not, do good, because we are being treated very well by our mighty God. Here, do good. Usually I was told that ASP family, the mission, the family who received the blessing through the missionary team's ASP project, and they are welcoming their crews very well. And my crews is a little bit exceptional. And like you already experienced with Sunny, everything is unusual. From the January 1st in here, weather was getting interesting, and all the things around me in Chicago is interesting, including ASP mission trip too. And somehow my group happened to have a very interesting family, and we are not being well received in our service, even though we are doing our best because of their family issues, and not that we are mocking them or harassing them at all. And that happened. And that reminds me, and it reinforced me to remind that we are not serving people because we would like to receive the appreciation of the people. We are not doing things to welcome by other people, but we are doing things, whatever we are doing, in God's name, because of the grace we receive, because of good name, the most wonderful name, Jesus, we are representing. It reminds me of that. Good and bad all works together for good for those who love the Lord. If you and I love the Lord, let us say, yes. Yes. When we love the Lord, doesn't matter what is happening around us. At the end, we will say that everything is good because of God. And then one more passage I would like to encourage you to look up in your Bible. It is from Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. It is in the New Testament. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. It is just a book before Ephesians, in the near to the end of the New Testament. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Let us read it together. Ready? Go. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Do good, no harm, is not just for the outsider people out there somewhere. It starts here, in your family, in the family of God, in this location, our Redeemer's United Methodist Church. Do good, no harm. That things will need to be happening in the place where we are, in your workplace, because you are representing God, and I am representing God. Again, everything is permissive, but everything is not beneficial. Do good, no harm. Let us try our best to live up to the names we call Christians.